the Newfound Overland Podcast, where we have relevant conversations about vehicle-dependent travel, adventure bikes to rocklanders, weekend warriors to full-time travelers, and everything in between. Newfound Overland. Overlanding undefined. Welcome back, guys. Happy, happy Monday to all of you out there in listening land. This is Newfound Overland Podcast, and this is Weekly Kickstart. It's a fun little Monday show we do every week to keep everyone up to date on all the nonsense, keep you updated on events, and we also have our fun little voicemail segment where you guys can call in, ask questions, leave your name, drop your handle for your clubs, whatever. Tell us what's going on in your world. Plus, we do a monthly question where you guys can kind of give your responses, give your input on the topic. This month's topic is like griddles, stove tops, cook things on top, all the things. You could even go down the rabbit hole of what stoves are the best, and just call into the phone number here. Go straight to voicemail. It is 417-319-1969, and it's also written down in the show notes below, so just scroll down whenever it's safe to do so, and just click on it and call in. Leave me a voicemail, please, because that makes it really, really fun for the show. And speaking of voicemails, we've already got one for this week, so thank you, caller. We'll find out who you are here in a little bit. More Expo. Guys, I'm probably sounding really exhausted because I am. I've talked to probably, I don't know, six people. I'm just joking. We talked all day for 2 days straight. We stood up on our feet for 2 days straight. We walked around miles and miles and miles for 2 days straight. But it was a blast. It was absolutely worth it. And I was stoked that the amount of support y'all showed up to the booth, hung out. We did a raffle. You guys participated in that. I thank you for that. I know some of y'all bought some of the Becker Supply t-shirts that were not there, but the little QR code was there, so that's killer. And the response was good. Everyone came up, and they were surprised to see my 4Runner, because most of y'all have seen it was in a million pieces last week, and I got it all buttoned up, sort of all the way done. You know, it was enough to get it down the road, and I ordered some upper ball joints the previous Friday, so I expected them to be in like Monday or Tuesday. However, they never showed up. I've not even been to my house yet. I went straight to the studio, and I wanted to knock this podcast out so I could just relax the rest of the day and just enjoy the family and just unwind and not talk so much. So I'm in here doing that. I will tell you a little bit about my 4Runner experience real quick, and then I'll touch on some more things, and then we'll do the voicemail. So like I said earlier, my 4Runner was down. I replaced the front differential, the rear differential or the axles, and did bearings, did upper ball joints, did brakes, did all the stupid things. And thankfully I had a parts rig, because I was able to do this pretty much on the cheap because I did all the labor myself. Unfortunately, I lost the 488 gear ratio that I had previously in my axles, but I had to go back down to stock just for the sake of time. I went out and robbed all these parts for my parts rig. So anyway, it was very, very, very time intensive, and I bit off a lot, but I was thankful that I got it done, was able to make it to Moore, and Moore was just an absolute blast. I took the back roads, actually, to get to Springfield. I took Route 66, which was really fun anyway, but if I, you know, the thoughts start flooding through your mind if you torque things down correctly, or if you even put the bolts back in the right spot. So that was a little stressful to the drive to Springfield, but on my way home today, I feel a little bit more at ease. I still need to get an alignment for it, but fortunately enough, I think not driving so far and it being kind of in spec, not too out of alignment, helped not wear my front tires out. So I was very fortunate for that also. So anyway, enough about the 4Runner. I'm mad at it, but we'll get back at it to where we're both happy again with each other. But for now, she's kicking my butt. So anyway, More Expo 2024 was an absolute blast. The vibe this year And a lot have, you know, told me this because I did like 7 or 8 little interviews that I'm trying to compile into one episode for y'all on this Thursday. The audio may or may not have turned out too great. I had my microphones and everything. That did not work because I had my software that I rely on. I wasn't thinking. I didn't have internet. So I could have probably asked my neighbors for Starlink. I didn't think about that. Hindsight. So anyway, we used the DJI little lapel mics that we clipped on there. And Brian texted me not too long ago, said that they may or may not have picked up the audio very well. And but we had some cameras running, so hopefully we'll get the noise from that. We'll polish it up and send it all to you guys on Thursdays to enjoy. The vibe, like I was saying earlier, was very like receptive. Like everyone was really friendly. Of course, you know, we always talk about it's like a giant family reunion whenever you go to these expos and just meet random people that, you know, long time ago, and then you just reconnect. It's just awesome. It's a good feeling to see your friends and you know, people in the industry also. So there was a ton of business. I think there was like over under 300, just sub 300 vendors. There was probably, I think, 50 or 60 you know, they call them influencers. You know, I don't really care for that word, but it is what it is. There was like 60 of them out there. Really super fun time. And it, we were talking last night because a lot of people left. You know, the vendors had to go home, and you know, some people that were camping there left. It really got cold last night. So anyway, those that stuck around, we were all tired, you know, wore out from the whole weekend. And we said that every year it gets different and gets better. And like, you feel like you don't have enough time to do it all, but you really do. And it's just a lot of go, go, go. If you're slow and want to sit down and mosey around, yeah, you're not going to be able to cover it all. But it's, you know, it's fun. They had shuttles, kind of like little golf cart shuttles going around. That really helped, you know, speed things up, especially if you're out in the campground. Hiker had their big barn or whatever out there that they all parked all their hiker trailers in, which was really cool to see. And then going out to mingle with all the camping people. Super fun. Not everyone like that went to this event camped there. You had to pay for that. But like a lot of the vendors, you know, they were even camping at their booths. So it was kind of like people were all over camping in these parking lots. And then the people in the back camping had, most of them have had some grass, but it's really close quarters for those guys. But it's part of it. You know, that's part of the experience. It's fun. You know, that's how you make memories. So anyway, enough about me ranting and raving about more. Just be sure to tune in this Thursday and see what comes of that audio that I was talking to you guys about earlier. So we got one voicemail today, and if you guys haven't already, you can call in at any time. The number for that is 417-319-1969. It's also in the show notes below. So you can just scroll down there whenever it's safe to do so, if you're driving or at work, whatever. Scroll down there and just tap on the number and go ahead and call and leave a voicemail. So I try to do these monthly, kind of just started. So obviously I'm trying to do a monthly topic talks is what we call this. Right now we're talking about like the griddles and all that fun stuff. So you can call in and give your opinion on what that opinion is for either stovetop cooking or grills or stoves. Repeating myself, guys, I'm exhausted. So anyway, call in. And then if there's an event coming up you guys want to plug, or if there's a question you have that you want answered, I'll do my best to either answer it myself or reach out to an expert and get their opinion on the matter. And anything that you guys feel like everyone should hear, call in the show. 417-319-1969. It really helps make things fun for the Monday show. And eventually, you know, people will call in. I talked to a few people this weekend and they're, you know, I said, why don't you guys call in? They're like, well, I guess we could start doing that. I was like, yeah, that'd be great. So hopefully within the next week or two, we'll see an influx in callers. And then hopefully by then, you guys will kind of see what I'm wanting to do. Because you not only, like, I'll just be the middleman here. So we're, you know, Johnny calls in and then Susie could call in and answer Johnny's question, or I could try to answer it, whatever. It'd be kind of cool, or get multiple different opinions on the gear talks or things that we're going to do. Topic talks is what it is. Not always going to be gear. So, yeah, that's it. We got a voicemail real quick. I don't think there's a whole lot of other news out there. Other than, you know, my rig made it. It's going to be parked for a little bit until I can get get some more parts in, and really I'm burnt out on touching it. So yeah, that was an experience I would not highly recommend. I should have spaced it out. I had about a month I could have done it, but some you know, weekends with the fam and all that stuff, you really got to prioritize all of it. So enough of that. Let's get in today's voicemail and we will see who this is.
Yo, Benji, you know, I'm taking a risk here. I am skydiving in Mexico at the shooting range, but I think I can pull this off. Anyway, this is Michael, Pruitt Knives of Valor. Love listening to the podcast, brother. Anyway, I got one for you on the cooktops. So I recently came across a Scottle. I know those are pricey. I love it. It's a fantastic, it packs up tight, and I just really like it. It keeps things warm around the edges. You got your cook surface in the middle. So anyway, you got the money for it. It's a really cool thing. However, this is what I was, this is actually something else that I would like to get in the near future, is a Skriddle. I don't know that if they're very common. I've only ever seen one person carrying them. That's, Caleb with Baker Overland. But just a two burner stove. I use a two burner Coleman. When that kind of poops out on me, I'm hoping to get something else that's got a little better flame control. But I do okay with the Coleman, but the Skriddle is, for people that don't know what it is, it is basically a skillet griddle combo. So you can get one that's two burners, fits your two burner, like Coleman stove perfectly, or you can get one that's really big, like for your house, or that'll fit on your grill. It's basically a griddle, but with walls on it. So you can, you know, you don't have to worry about stuff running over. You don't need anything else on your stove, at camp. So that thing is sweet. I absolutely love, I've used it a couple times, and definitely got my eye on one of those. And so, anyway, just thought I'd chime in. That's my go-to if I were, forking over cash for something, would be just your, you know, a good two burner stove and the Skriddle. I think you can't beat it. Later, dude.
Awesome, man. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, dude, I'm Googling it right now, and the Skriddle looks pretty awesome. And there's a few different models, different sizes as well. This one, like if you like to cook over open flames, like on your fire or ash, whatever, coals, I meant. There's a grill Skriddle, Skriddle, for all y'all that want to look it up. And it's got kind of, it's a flat surface on one side, and the other side's got like little grates, and that's just for the grill Skriddle. And then there's an Overland 100 that comes on a deal, and a Skriddle 220 that's a size difference of something rather. And then there's a smaller version of the Skriddle 100. Pretty cool. I could see that. It looks like a good quality item there. But yeah. Michael, thanks for calling in. Guys, I think that's going to do it for today's show. Don't forget to go over to Apple Podcasts, leave Newfound Overland a review. Once we hit 30, we're going to do another drawing for a sticker giveaway. We're going to do that every 10 increments until we get to 200. And that is how you are entered for this drawing. You got to go over to Apple Podcasts, write out a nice little review about the show. And that really helps push the channel. And it also entices people to click and listen. So guys, have a killer day. I'm gonna go get some sleep, and I will see you back here Thursday. Bye-bye.